And welcome back to FLX Morning on this first day of summer. It is Tuesday, June the 21st. It's 8:36. Our friends from Finger Lakes Health are here, including Laura Turbide. Good morning. How are you, Laura?
Good morning, Paul.
So what do we have on tap for today?
Today, we are so happy to be able to talk about our swing bed program, because our swing bed program has been such a really important element at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penn. It's been a big part of caring for the community there. It's been actually a big part during COVID of having some excess opportunity for some of the other hospitals that may have had a long-term stay for a patient. And as they try to decompress their beds, be able to have other people come, we've had the ability to actually get people home sooner and get people back to their home community for some additional rehab and things. So we'll talk a little bit what the swing bed is, because it has a unique name, so people often don't realize it's really a care level of care that's sort of a step down from an acute care setting. Maybe if you need IV antibiotics, and certainly if you need additional rehab before you go to your next transition of care, and or as we will hear from our guest today, about 80% of the people go home, she just shared with me. So this is our day today is with Maureen Loyal, who really 7 years of so much phenomenal work at our health system. Maureen is our director of rehab services. So she oversees physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, all of the athletic training programs. So she's been on the show many times before because she has so much expertise. And then, of course, she is a huge partner for the swing bed program in terms of it's a very interdisciplinary program and one that our patients benefit greatly from because they can get back home, close to home in their community. So thanks, Maureen.
Thank you.
Maureen, good morning. And I'm tempted to ask after that list what you do in your free time.
She's an athlete and her kids are too. So she's always on the run.
Lots of baseball lately.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay. So we hear the term swing bed, and that might be a little bit deceiving in this case. Can we kind of break down exactly what a swing bed program is and what it's about?
Well, the swing bed program affords Soldier Sales Hospital to have options for our community. So if you're hospitalized for a prolonged time where you're not strong enough or not well enough to go home, to transition back home, but you're too healthy to be on the hospital side of it, the bed can be converted into a rehab bed. So it's just swinging the bed from a hospital bed, typical hospital bed, over into a rehab bed so that we can provide you with the therapy services that you need to help get you home. Sometimes you might be independent. You don't need therapy services, but you need a prolonged IV antibiotic care. So you have the nurses there to be able to supply that for however long. Some people, you know, might have 20 days of IV antibiotics that have to be given two or more times a day, so then the nurses are there to do that for you.
So how is that evaluation made, and who's responsible for it?
Oh, it's a great team effort, you know, between the providers, our care management team, our therapists at all the different sites, about determining that, having the conversation. But the most important person who's involved in that is the family and the patient. So we kind of have that conversation saying that, you know, we want to make sure you're safe when you get home. You're not quite at that level yet. We have this opportunity at Soldiers and Sailors to provide you the services you need to get you there.
So when it's made, the determination is made that someone is eligible for the swing bed program, what happens? Do you actually physically change the room up? Do they change rooms? How does it all work?
Occasionally they change rooms. Sometimes they don't change rooms. But what changes is how you'll get dressed now in your own clothes so that you feel like you're one step closer to home. You'll leave the room a little more frequently to go to the therapy rooms because you're a little bit stronger, to practice stairs, practice getting in and out of a tub, showering, all the kind of ADLs that you need to get back home.
Lot of it is a payment designation as well, which maybe is on the backside, something that patients and families don't worry about, don't see as much. But those are some of the questions for us, as you may be coming from an acute care hospital that may be, as we said, in a larger city or a tertiary care hospital after a longer stay. You may not necessarily be ready to go right home yet, particularly because what we do know is, and I was very surprised when I first started working in healthcare, it really takes very little to decondition in terms of when you're in a hospital bed and you're really not doing your regular activities of daily living, as Maureen is sharing. It doesn't take very much for people to have muscle atrophy, coordination changes, things that basically that level of strengthening, that it takes very little to, in essence, suddenly decondition a bit. And so if you had any kind of extended stay, swing bed is very often needed just to get you back to kind of a baseline sometimes.
It says 3 days in the hospital, it takes up to 6 months to get the strength back that you lost from the immobility.
Whoa. Wow, wasn't aware of that. We're talking with Laura Turbide and Maureen Loyal from Finger Lakes Health about the swing bed program here on FLX Morning. And it kind of occurs to me, you referred to it as a step down, but if you flip the script on this, and if the ultimate goal at the top of the hill is going home, and step one is acute care. This is like the intermediate step then.
It is.
It definitely is. And the key thing, too, to also remind folks is that a lot of times if you have a major health event that makes you have to leave our area, say to go to Rochester for further care, you don't have to stay there for that care. You can come back to your community, and we have it right in your community, which helps your family, you know, have ease to come visit you, especially with the gas costs and everything now. It's just, you know, right in our own community, we provide this great service that has wonderful outcomes and gets people back home.
And I would also think with the swing bed program, too, referencing the family, is that the family's going to have more access to be able to visit than they might in an acute care facility.
Yep. And also they're an integral part of the therapy programs, too, because sometimes, you know, if people want to get home a little quicker than getting their full independence back, but they just need a little hands-on assist, the family can come in and work with our, we call them coaches. You know, the family become coaches and they come in and we kind of teach them how to care and help maybe help them out of bed a little bit. And then we get them home services afterwards so that they can continue therapy and be back home. But it's always a safe discharge. We make sure the plan works for the family as well for the patient.
And then you mentioned what's kind of the opposite side of the spectrum of that, somebody who may still be on IV or antibiotics. Now, they're going to be doing a lot of the activities that you've already described. They just need to have the IV medication. So that provides the opportunity for them to be in a little bit more of a comfortable environment, I would think.
Yep, they're more at home. We've had some prolonged stays where our therapy department, we're not officially seeing them, but we worked with the nursing staff to have them come down and maybe work out in between IV antibiotics and some of our exercise equipment downstairs to keep them healthy if they're younger and more mobile, just so they don't get too bored hanging out waiting for the medication regime.
And it's such an ideal setting, I think, at Soldiers and Sailors, because Soldiers and Sailors is a rural critical access hospital, obviously a very family-oriented feel of very sort of friends and family, neighbors caring for neighbors. And so when you've been in a larger setting, perhaps, for example, with a roommate, some of the larger tertiary care hospitals, you may have a roommate. You may have, there's parking garages. There's ways in which it's a little more hard for a family to navigate. But when you can sort of pull right up front in a small hospital, come upstairs and actually have those, I think, community members caring for you, it really does provide in a private room. It does provide you, I think, that little bit of an impetus, one, to feel better and to sort of have your family there more often, do some of that, I guess I would say, coordinated work with rehab and things so that they know some of the things that they can do once you get home to continue that work.
Maureen, I want to go back to something you referenced a few minutes ago. I think the ratio was for every 3 days you're in the hospital, it's 6 months to get those associated skills back that you've lost. What's the average time frame, if there is one, for somebody to be in a swing bed program?
Usually folks stay with us an average of 12 days. So we kind of get them to their point. You know, some people stay longer, 20 to 22 days. Maybe that'd be like the long end. And then some people stay maybe 7 to 8 days because they just need a quick tune-up after their hospital stay. But the average is around 12 days within our facilities before we get them home.
And it's fantastic, too, because Soldiers and Sailors has so many different services available, so that if you go into this swing bed program and you're in need of some types of therapy or so on and so forth, the resources are all right there in-house.
Yep. And even afterwards, once you get home, when you're finished with home care, if you're still weaker, we have outpatient PT and OT right in the building, too, and speech therapy that they can come and continue their services and have a nice continuum of care, because our in-house team can talk to our outpatient team and kind of bridge what we've been working on.
Now, here's a question. Is this something that can be set up if you know that somebody is going into an acute care facility? Is this something that can be set up ahead of time, or is this something that's kind of evaluated once they're in acute care to see if they meet the requirements for the program?
It's always good to be aware of it before you, like if you have a planned surgery or something, that this program exists. But usually you have to wait till after the surgery or after the event to kind of be eligible, because you have to have, by Medicare guidelines, you have to have a 3-day hospital stay minimum. You also have to be admitted for the diagnosis that you were in the hospital for. So it kind of follows the whole continuum. You can't. And you also can actually go home from an acute hospital and find out that that's a failed discharge plan and not be mobile, that we can admit you from home if it's within 30 days of that hospitalization stay. So, you know, it's something people should know, that, you know, if they think they can handle their family member after they've been in the hospital for a bit and they go home and it's not a safe environment, they can talk with their provider and work with our team and get them some therapy after that event.
I'm always surprised as well. I'm not surprised that Maureen has an amazing team and that our Finger Lakes Health Rehab and therapists are so well loved. They really are so motivational. I'll tell you, I feel like I hear many, many personal stories and accounts where patients are so much more motivated and so much more willing to do things and stretch and honestly end up stronger prior to having been hospitalized or having had rehab than they were before. So perhaps they were kind of sedentary at home. I think we all have that tendency, right, when we don't have anything pushing us. But when you've got a coach there with you and you've got a therapist who's trained and who has the skill set, their skill set is to be motivating. Their skill set is to educate you about activities, and suddenly range of motion is even more, and there's goal setting, and there's things that I think get patients in a mood to really, I think, care for themselves and act in a way that maybe they wouldn't had they just been home. And you very often, I've heard of everything from ladies and gentlemen who come back in to visit because they are so connected with their therapist team, but also when you hear about them talking about the fact they just wouldn't have done it if they hadn't had that team with them. And I think there is something about that. When we're just at home and you're used to watching TV and you're only going as far as the mailbox or walking the dog out a little bit, but suddenly somebody's pushing you to have that little bit of range of motion and setting goals, I think all of us respond better to that than we even realize until it happens. And a lot of the compliments we get from families is people end up better than they were before they had it because they really do have that opportunity to push themselves, I think, a bit.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to walk the dog when you get home unless you do the exercises so that you're able to walk the dog when you get home.
Yeah, I'm spoiled. I have great staff. And I always say to our patients, like, we give you the roadmap. You have to do all the driving, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we're successful. But our team, I always say we've won the most employee of the quarters in the health system. Very hard working team because they always put the patients and our residents first throughout all of our buildings. And I'm very lucky to have them.
And you mentioned Medicare requires a minimum 3-day stay. Now, is this a program that's covered usually by Medicare? How does it work with private insurances?
Well, our care management team works closely with that, so they'll make sure the days are covered. Usually with Medicare, you get the first 20 days covered. Different plans might have a small copay. That's all worked out before. If you have a managed or private insurance, that they'll work with that insurance to get the authorization prior before going. So our staff will do all the paperwork for that so that you have a little bit of ease of mind and can just focus on the goals of getting home.
And I know that's one of the things that Finger Lakes Health is outstanding with, is handling all of that red tape, so that you don't necessarily have to worry about it. You guys are on the job so that people can just worry about getting the care and getting the therapy and the treatment they need to be able to go home and have a successful home life post some type of event that required that acute care in the first place.
I mean, our goal is really to get people back home, but also, like Lara said, it's a critical access hospital. It's in a rural community, and it has so many different services, like you said. That swing bed really provides another avenue for us to keep that building strong, keep that building in the community, and servicing, providing all those services to our Penn Yan and Yates County.
Now, if anybody had a question about this program, wanted to find out more information, how do they go about it?
I think first step certainly is go on our website and do a little bit of review. You can also, there's some phone information on there where you can give a call. You can always talk again to your physician, who would be the one working with you in terms of, is this an option for me? And then an assessment. And as we said, care management is very involved. So also our care management department very often are the ones that could work to identify eligibility criteria, et cetera, because there are a couple, I guess I would say there's some criteria that you need to meet in order to be, for it to be the right service for you.
And the nice thing, too, that if you don't meet swing bed criteria, we have other short-term rehab facilities within our institutions that probably can help you.
So, again, plenty of options available, which is choice is a great thing to have. Yeah. So, Maureen, thank you so much. Laura, good to see you again. Thank you both for being here. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us.